Patient name, Jacob Garcia, G-A-R-C-I-A. Date of birth, 9/1/77. Date of service, January 19 of 2026. This is a 48-year-old male patient. He's here today for medication refill. He offers no complaints of any physical illness. Period. New paragraph. He states he has been feeling well lately, with the exception of having some anxiety. He has been frequenting what is known around here as a head shop, where you can get these over-the-counter products, not pain medicine, not opioids, but of a different nature, and it causes anxiety relief, and he finds himself addicted to this. And he states it takes up to $30, and he'll go in there and do that every few days to get that medication or that product that he finds addictive in nature. He is wanting something to help him overcome that. Period. New paragraph. This patient asked if he could have any medication that would help him. However, I have refused the Suboxone. He also has refused labs today. Now, I told him that it's documented in the chart that he would do labs today from the last office visit. And I have reiterated that to him today. Once again, he says he doesn't have the funding for that right now. However, I have reminded him that if he is able to spend up to $600 a month on this over-the-counter product, he can surely afford to have the money to get labs done. That being said, I told him I would accommodate him this one and last final time. It would not be a 3-month supply. It would be a 30-day supply, and he would be required, with no exception, to get labs next office visit. He agrees to do this. Period. New paragraph. I've done a complete review of systems with him, which was very unremarkable, except for his addiction that he verbalized to me, and he does smoke cigarettes, which I've advised against. Period. New paragraph. Blood pressure, 139/89, pulse 79, respirations 18, temperature 98.2, oxygenation 98%, current weight 183. Current medications he lists is Lyrica 100 twice a day and prednisone 10 milligrams daily. Period. New paragraph. Medical history, no changes since last office visit. Surgical history, reviewed, no changes since last office visit. Patient also lists a history of hypertension and CAD, intermittent gout. He also complains of neuropathy off and on to the lower extremities. High cholesterol, period, new paragraph. Surgical history, apparently he did have stents placed some time ago, period, new paragraph. On exam, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. He's not in any distress. Blood pressure, 139/89, and the remaining vital signs reviewed as above, period, new paragraph. HEENT is largely unremarkable. Neck is soft. Othyromegaly masses or lymphadenopathy. Heart, regular rate and rhythm. Positive S1, positive S2. There is no murmur. Lungs are clear to auscultation. Abdomen is soft, non-tender. Extremities are +5 muscle strength in all extremities. There is no lower extremity edema. Patient will refill medications as described below. Period, new paragraph. Assessment. Chronic neuropathy. We're going to refill his gout 100 milligrams twice a day for a period of 30 days only. Period, new paragraph. That would be the Lyrica. Prednisone for chronic Correction. Patient does have chronic gout as well, along with the neuropathy. He had an intestinal issue as well, Crohn's disease, for which he takes steroid medication for, period in the paragraph. So we're going to give him prednisone, 10 milligrams a day, times 30 days, number 30. And, of course, the anxiety that he described to me, we're going to prescribe him Atarax 25 milligrams, four times a day, PRN anxiety, number 60 in quantity, period, new paragraph. Once again, this patient is required to do labs next office visit. That's why I've only given him a quantity of 30 days. And we will see him back in 30 days. Otherwise, I told him he probably would be refused service. Patient understands.